Cracklin bread.
That's what
the cracklins is what you get out of the, when you get the lard out of, you see, you cook it out, and that leaves little cracklins, you know, and you use that to make cracklin bread.
And it's chewy.
Yeah.
If it's time to feed the stock and you do the chores, then what time is it? You'd say, well, it's in that noise. If you had to go out and feed the stock, then you'd say
it'd be late in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And but maybe just a term that you'd call, you'd say, well, it's
time to feed the.
Did you ever like say feeding time?
Yeah, feeding time.
Feeding time. Now, what about, did you ever used to have to call the cows or just call them in? Do you remember any calls?
Well, I don't remember. You could get out and holler, and they'd go to coming up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't remember
any special things.
Well, no, not that I remember too much about it. It was just kind of have a holler, you know, that they understood that it was time to come to the house.
What about same thing with the cows and or horses? What about calls the horses?
Well, we didn't ever turn our horses out. They stayed in the inside. Because you couldn't let the mules and the cows go together because the mules would get running them, running the cows.
What do you say to mules or horses to make them go left and right?
G and H.
And which is which?
G to the right and H to the left.
And you say that both horses and mules?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long does it take to train one?
Well, I wouldn't know about that. I know that they do train them, though, you know. And they soon learn. You see, when they train them, when they say G, they pull to the right. And they say ha, they pull to the left. They have a rope, you see, and tied onto the bit. And so that pulls them, you see. And then they soon learn, and you don't have to pull. You just call out that G, and they know to go that way.
How do you make the cows stand still, feeding milk?
Well, they have to be broke in. You put them in, first we put them in a stall, they called it. It was a place that they couldn't move. You put them in there, and you had boards that you, poles that you put up at the end after you put them in there and put them up, and then you were outside of those poles and done the milking. Until they learn to stand still.
And then
you wouldn't need that. No, you wouldn't need that. And they'd try to kick you and they'd hit one of those poles. It wouldn't hit you.
Well, that was pretty. How long would it take for them to learn?
Well, it'd take some time to take a right good while. Maybe a week or so before you could let them out. And they'd stand still.
What do you say to a horse when you want him to stop?
Whoa.
What about when you're backing him up into the buggy, you hit him up?
Back up.
Down back up? Yeah. They understand all of that?
Yeah, they soon learn to, you know, they back up. That's and it. Pull on it and they back up.
What about to urge a horse out? Is there anything you say to him?
You just hit him with the lines or with a whip.
Would you say anything?
Yeah, get up. Get up.
What about calling a sheep? Did you ever have to call a sheep?
I don't remember ever calling a sheep. You know, they'd always come, you know.
What about chickens? Did you ever?
Yeah.
Did you ever call them?
Well, you just say chick, 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 and they come. Yeah.
What would you say if you wanted to get the horses ready to go somewhere, then you'd say, I'm going to, what would you, you know, you're going to...
Hitch them up.
Mm-hmm. To get ready to go, put them on the buggy or whatever.
Yeah, and hitch them up. Mm-hmm.
What do you call things that you call them, you're hanging when you're driving a buggy? I mean, you know...
They're lined.
Mm-hmm. What about with a horse? What do you call a horse? What do you call when you ride the horse?
Ride a horse.
You got him with?
They're holding. When you're riding, they're on the horse.
Now, is that the string like?
Yeah, it comes on from the bits.
Yeah.
You know, it hooks on to the bits.
What do you put your feet in when you're riding a horse?
In stirrups on the saddle.